Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 28th in the year of our Lord 2018. This is our one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show. Man, we talk about a lot of topics. I'm telling you that right now. LibertyRoundtable.com for free archives of the broadcast anytime on demand. We talked about Kurt Crosby gets kicked out of the Provo Farmers Market, Provo, Utah. They said he's just not the beekeeper, and that's the problem. He can't sell honey. Don't understand that. Do you have an update on that for us, Kurt? All right, we'll try to get Kurt back sometime. We'll go from there. Maxine Waters in the news. As you know, they say she could face 5 years in prison for inciting a riot, writes TeaParty.org. Tragic but true. I don't think that what she's done isn't good. I don't like it. I think she should be censured by Congress for her bad behavior, for sure. But I don't believe it's a criminal offense. She has a right to a free speech as well. And, you know, I know her rhetoric isn't good. It certainly ratchets up the narrative, which I don't like. But again, you know what? Be careful when you tread on people's free speech rights, ladies and gentlemen. It's a double-edged sword, and it'll backfire on you before you know it if you're not very, very, very careful indeed. Restaurants often can refuse service unless you're a member of a protected class, then the law doesn't apply. So I got a problem with this. I'm fine with people who own businesses saying, hey, you're welcome, you're not welcome. If restaurants want to kick out blind people, I, as a blind person, would say that's too bad. I feel horrible about it. I think it's wrong. But they have the right to their private property and the right to their own conscience and decisions and such. And we ought not take that away, folks, or we're treading very, very closely, in my opinion, to government control and a tyrannical reality. People should have the right to associate with, you know, bigots and whatever. And I don't agree with it, but I'm just saying I don't agree with their choice, but I support their right to that choice. Does that make sense? You got to be very careful. But when you get a, you know, protected class, so a woman can go into a restaurant, and if she's of no protected class, she can get kicked out. If she's a lesbian, though, then she has greater rights than the rest of us. See, I got a problem with that narrative, folks. All right. White House press secretary to receive, it's like the first time in history, to receive protection from the Secret Service. That just shows how violent the left really is, doesn't it? Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live. We had a co-host on with us, our buddy James Edwards, the politicalcesspool.org radio program. And we talked about, was Steve Stockman a victim of the deep state? The answer is yes. Senator Paul is suing his neighbor that attacked him in his front yard last year. Physical pain, mental suffering, seeking for what? Damages to cover that. Mr. Gorsuch proves a decisive figure. Wow, we brought that up and talked about the tremendous importance of a Supreme Court pick. Literally minutes after our broadcast, Kennedy retires. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. But man, we were spot on with our discussion yesterday now, weren't we? America has capacity to halt invasion. Elites cannot stop citizens wanting borders protected, writes Pat Buchanan in a brilliant article, by the way. We talked about Ann Coulter to Donald Trump authorized the U.S. military to build the border wall. Supremes, that's the Supreme Court, says California lawmaking, quote, pro-life groups, forcing them to promote abortion is unconstitutional. Boy, howdy, is that right? They say California cannot force or, quote, require religiously oriented pregnancy crisis centers to supply women with information on how to murder babies. That's a great win at the Supreme Court, a 5-4 decision. Just imagine if we can get somebody more conservative there. Wow. The Supreme Court delivers another major victory to President Trump by upholding his travel ban. Some are concerned about that. Is it about Muslims and hating people for their religious views? Or is it about merely saying that, you know what, most of the problems we face come from certain areas of the world? Right? Hillary can't get traction in America anymore. People are just sick of her. So she goes overseas, speaks to Oxford University, and she told an audience there that Trump is threatening due process for all Americans. Can you imagine that? I mean, Hillary's saying Donald might threaten our due process. Well, I know that this, anybody might threaten our due process. We got to be on guard from anybody, folks. Every time, everywhere. The Founding Fathers recommended we be vigilant, for sure. The Department of Justice, the DOJ, stonewalls evidence of Loretta Lynch deal with Clinton. Yeah, that's due process, isn't it? That's stonewalling. Wow. All right, I guess there's a Stony Brook gay professor. Black men shouldn't speak in public without studying black feminism. It's one of the weirdest statements from a professor that I've heard. Kind of like murdering live babies and saying, hey, you know, I know we gave birth to this baby, but we want to kind of have live abortions and stuff like that. I mean, these professors are just unhinged. I mean, they're crazy. All right, we talked about a heated debate over immigration. David Bossie, he's a former deputy campaign manager for Donald Trump. He told this guy, what's he, Democratic strategist Joel Payne, that he's out of his cotton picking mind? Now, they want you to know that he's a person of color, that he said they out of the cotton picking mind. Okay, is that a phrase that just means you're crazy? Or does it really have these racial slurs that they want you to believe it has? James Edwards was on the radio with us. And he was telling you that his grandparents were white and they picked cotton and they said, are you out of your cotton picking mind, to each other? And I don't get the racial tension there. Nevertheless, very strange stuff. But we need to be very careful when we talk about what people can say and you can't say. I get blatant racial slurs that have no value. You ought to not say them. At the same time, you know what? Are we going to let them take the lexicon and control every word? Right? Is pro-life going to become a toxic word at some point? Is God going to become a word you can't say at all? All right, by the way, on August 11th and the 12th, the National Park Service has given initial approval for Jason Kessler to have another Unite the Right rally. He tried to have it in the original location, but they said, no, can't do that. And so he's going to have it in Washington, D.C., Wow. Now, Charlottesville's where it was before. Charlottesville says, no, it's too dangerous. It'll go all wrong. Well, yeah, if the cops don't obey them and uphold the law, it certainly will. Nevertheless, Jason Kessler got approval. We'll see if it carries out. Is it a dangerous scenario? Do you meet in public anymore? Do you give up and let the liberals, you know, control the narrative there? What do you do? It's very difficult. They say whites are becoming a minority in the United States. The transition is accelerating. So there you have all that. Anyway, a lot in the news. We covered it all. And we went to Kurt Crosby when he was missing in action. Maybe he's found himself. Are you there, Kurt?
Yeah.
We were trying to get an update to you on honey and stuff like that. And you got kicked out of the farmer's market. And we were trying to get an update, but you were gone.
The connection was just not there when I came back. So I had to completely reset, apparently, you know, but. At least now it's finally working right.
Yeah.
Which is a great.
About 45 seconds or a minute and monitor that dude, you'll be ready to go. All right. What happened to the farmer's market? Kurt's just getting kicked out of everywhere, getting kicked off the radio, getting kicked out of the farmer's market. Wow.
So far as I know, I haven't seen any response from them this morning. They said they were going to have a little meeting about it last night, but I don't see any.
I just want to know. I don't even understand their issue, though. Saying that you're not the beekeeper doesn't hold any water. Otherwise, nobody could resell anything, Kurt. It doesn't make any sense.
I know, but
since when did government have to make sense?
The cards, you know. Yeah, and this is just kind of like a small little piece of, I guess you could call it government. They you know, say they're a community-oriented market, and they've got a little board of directors and, you know, and that kind of thing. But, you know, the bottom line is they do hold the cards, and they do, you know, run their thing, and so we hope that they'll allow us to, you know, access their market.
And if not, what are you really gonna
do? Like, well, we'll just have to, you know, make do with what we've got. You know, where we at least we have some venues that we can be at. You know, still, and so we'll go with that.
Are they just gonna toss you in the clink, you think, if it just keeps up?
Well, I'd probably safer there for all of society, you know. If somehow I would be, you know, quieter and, you know, wouldn't have those dangerous materials available to the public.
Like copies of the Constitution or, you know, little cards where people could learn about Liberty Roundtable Live or,
right,
you know, the That's gold right. and silver, you know, Scriptures, the history of money. You know. Just crazy stuff. I mean, just getting Robert radical out there.
You know, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like as radical as what's her name? Maxine Waters, but for the other side?
I guess so, Sam.
Yeah. I mean, the more that radical she is, the more violent she is, the more peaceful you are. See how polar opposite it is?
I do.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
See the problem.
Yeah. All right. Kirk Crosby's got to get excited over the break. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got to fire up. I feel like I'm about to go to sleep. Got to get fired up, Kurt. Got to get angry. Got to get frustrated. Got to get mad. Got to take action. And after all, Justice Kennedy's retiring. Let's talk about that on your radio.
That I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
Just spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
What do you wish? What do you wish?
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that it could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. I know that Donald Trump is being very kind to Justice Kennedy in his rhetoric, but I'm not going to be so kind. Justice Kennedy retires, gives Trump pivotal court pick. What a blessed opportunity this is. Good riddance, Mr. Kennedy. For heck's sakes, you passed yourself off as a, quote, Reagan-esque. By the way, Reagan put Kennedy on the court, and Kennedy sold us south literally every critical time, deciding with the four liberal justices over and over and over again. I appreciate Donald being kind, letting the guy go, but man, we shouldn't be so kind. We should call a spade a spade. Major cases where Kennedy sold us down the river. Abortion, affirmative action, the death penalty. I mean, it doesn't, almost every modern disastrous decision, Kennedy was the swing, deciding, destructive vote, Kurt. And I'm disappointed Reagan even put this guy on the court.
Well, you know, that's the thing that you can never tell, I think, when, you know, when you put him on. That's why I believe the Constitution has the part that says that the Supreme Court justices are appointed for, I guess it says something like basically unless they aren't behaving good, you know, and then you can impeach them. And yet, have we seen that in, at least in modern times? I don't remember ever seeing.
Yeah, you're right. We don't apply the checks and balances that America impeached. Should be known for. That's for sure. And you're right. You know, Reagan couldn't know. Reagan might have thought Kennedy would be quite conservative and such like that. I don't know. All I know is the Republicans, you know, really like to tell you how vital it is to get a Republican in charge so they can put good guys on the courts. And I look at it in the swing vote. Man, this guy sold us out so many times it isn't even funny. However, you know what? This is a chance for Donald to really set the standard for decades going forward, Kurt. This is a real, real opportunity. So although I'm not going to be kind to Kennedy, I'm really disappointed in the decisions that he made and the swing votes, what they call it. In other words, he was really the critical core decision maker to kind of sell us down the river on same-sex marriage, on affirmative actions, on abortion. And it's just out of control, Kurt. Right?
Well, that's right. And I guess I don't know for sure where he came down on these latest couple of them, but I think he's he may be, you know, doing a little bit better. They say he decided to do this because he trusted President Trump to, you know, choose a good successor. You know, I don't know all of what's going on behind the scenes, but hopefully list of 25 that the president has is a good list, and that he prays and finds out, you know, based on what God would tell him to do, who to put there on the Supreme Court of the United States.
Amen. And I'm not really trying to beat up Kennedy as an individual. You know what? I hope he has a great retirement. I hope life goes well for the guy. I'm not wishing any harm or ill to him whatsoever. I'm just expressing big-time disappointment in the decisions that were made when he was at the helm, if you will. And so I'm not trying to abuse him personally. I am trying to say I completely disagree with decision after decision after decision that he was involved in, right? What do you think? Some are saying Mike Lee would be a great Supreme Court pick, Kurt. You think that Donald will look at a Mike Lee?
Well, as far as I understand, both he and his brother are part of the list of 25. I'd personally kind of hate to see one of the few in the Senate gone that I'd like, you know, I kind of hope for an improved Senate. And so if his brother's a duplicate of him, you know, I don't know that much about him, then I'd hope that he'd stay where he is and we'd, you know, put his brother in there.
Yeah, I get your point.
Maybe Judge Napolitano or, you know.
But they say Mike Lee is the conservative favorite to take a seat on the Supreme Court. I have to agree. And I'll tell you why. And your point is so wise, Kurt, when you say, I said, hey, Reagan appointed Kennedy. And then you said, hey, you know what? How do you know what they're going to do? And the answer is you can't know, right? You can't predict the future. And I'm frustrated, and it's disappointing that Reagan did that. But your point's well taken, that how can Reagan know for sure? And you can't know for sure. And that's the reason that I would say, you know what? I think the Senate is critical. I really do. But I think the Supreme Court justice in this case is even more critical. And I don't agree with Mike Lee on everything. He's far from perfect, Kurt. But I do believe that he absolutely, in his heart of heart, is a conservative. And in his heart of heart, I believe that he will do the moral right thing. And so even though I would be sad to lose a senator, I hope they pick Mike Lee, because I don't know the other people that they're considering. Do you? I mean, when you get this 25-person list or whatever it's called, do you know any of these justices really on there, Kurt? That's the problem. I'm just not familiar enough with the court. Yeah, or the
that's right.
What do they call them? The lower courts? What are they called? District courts?
Yeah, That's right. Appellate courts.
Appellate courts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a whole
bunch. I'm not familiar enough with the appellate courts roster to kind of know who's who and their history, and it's very hard for me to get a handle on it. I do believe a lot of conservative groups helped Donald Trump build this original list that they're pulling from, which gives me some confidence, but not enough.
I do see this headline. It says Judge Jeanine floated as Supreme pick. I don't know if Napolitano's on there, but, you know, I mean, we could give them some more suggestions like Scott Bradley, Sheriff Mack, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but those guys aren't even in the runnings, right?
I know.
But I agree. I completely agree. They say one of the front runners, Kurt, is this guy named Thomas M. Hardiman. And I don't know much about this guy. And he was considered in the beginning for the seat that was eventually to be taken by Gorsuch. Mm-hmm. He was put on the bench by George W. Bush. See, that concerns me.
Yeah.
They say he has built a reputation as a reliable conservative, though. Anyway, so I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, they say it's the day that the conservatives have been waiting for, and that Trump is poised to deliver. That's a McClatchy headline. I'll send it to you. I think it kind of fits the day, if you will. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I'm looking at these people, though, and I don't know the people on this list. But I think Mike Lee would be, at least if I had to make a pick, that's who I'd pick.
There you go.
You know, I really believe that we cannot make a mistake here, Kurt. This how could you know point that you're bringing up is so critical, and you can't know. But what you can do is take someone's religious history in account as well. And I don't mean that they're going to use their religion to decide everything, but, you know. Anyway, all I can tell you is that it'll be interesting to see how quick it happens. The next question is, do you think that there's enough Republicans to make it happen? The Democrats are saying, well, no. When it was Gorsuch's time, you guys held off until the new president was in office. We're saying hold off till after the midterm elections. What do you think on that score?
You know, as far as I can see, it almost appears that Mr. McConnell has found some courage, which is really something that I'm really surprised to see. It's just not what he's usually showing. So he may surprise me and move forward. I kind of hope he does, and hope that the president will go ahead and realize that, hey, none of this little two-step, you know, Washington two-step anymore. We're tired of that. Let's just move forward with the in the right way, and remind everybody of the phrase that President Obama reminded us of, and that is elections have consequences.
Amen to that fact. And I know that we don't get the deciding factor anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so we can only kind of, you know, provide analysis from afar, so to speak. I agree with Kurt that we don't have inside knowledge. In other words, the inner workings and the details, there's a lot of information we don't have looking from the outside, looking in kind of a thing. And I agree with Kurt that how can you know? You can't know. But you can be very, 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 very careful on your pick. And Kurt made one other comment that I really want to double down on. I can't remember exactly the words you used, Kurt. So I'm paraphrasing, and if I get it wrong, please correct me. I think that there's words of wisdom here is why I bring them back up, or I follow up on them. You mentioned this critical idea. You said, I hope and pray that Donald Trump picks the right guy, and I hope that he, you know, finds out from God who he should pick. I want to come back to that for a minute before we move on, because I think that's one of the most important pieces of wisdom we can rely on. We'll talk about it. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, sometimes Kirk Crosby says stuff in such a docile, soft kind of way, and it's packed with so much information you can miss it. So I'm kind of playing the role of breaking it down piece by piece and making sure you don't miss some of these words of wisdom, because I think they're critical to understand. You know, it's sad that Ronald Reagan put Kennedy on the court. It's incredibly horrible and sad that Kennedy has made so many disastrous decisions as the swing decision maker. But you know what? Good riddance, Kennedy. We pray your life goes well, and we pray your decisions don't haunt you, my friend. But they've been disastrous for America. And Ronald Reagan, sadly, put Kennedy there. And, you know, Kurt wisely points out, how can you know? You know what? I believe Reagan honestly thought Kennedy would do a good job and be quite conservative. I don't believe Reagan sold us out on purpose, is what I'm telling you. He probably made a mistake. However, you know, how can you know going forward? How do we know that we'd get the right pick? How do I know that I would even make the right pick? You know, I'm a good guy and would certainly have the best intent possible. How would I know? I can't know. And you can't know. But you can increase your likelihood very much so if you take a proper way to go about it, Kurt. And you brought up exactly how we ought to go about it. And I love it because it's solutions-oriented. You can't guarantee anything, folks. You can't guarantee the future. But you can increase the likelihood that you get it right big time. Kurt, here's how you do it.
Well, yeah, you just basically rely on God to give you the one you should choose. And I believe the president can have that kind of help if he'll, you know, do what he needs to do to receive it.
Yeah. So I think that you need to pray seriously about who you're putting on the courts. I think that's really important, folks. And I know someone say, well, that's just for a weak mind, Sam. You just got to get the analysts to figure it out. I agree that we should do our very best to have the analysts look into it and to vet things the very best we can. I'm not in any way just saying, hey, don't do your due diligence, just rely on God. I'm not saying that. But I think that if you really, as a president of the United States, I believe you have a special mantle as a servant of one of the freest countries on the face of the earth. And a country that acknowledges God as a greater source of authority and power than even the president of the United States. And if that president humbly goes to God and prays for guidance and for the Spirit, for wisdom and for inspiration, and then that person does their very best to use all at their disposal to bring forth the best vetting, the best analysis, the best, you know, they possibly can to the table. In other words, doing their part. And then going to God and saying, look, here's who I'm thinking of picking, and here's, you know, how I've kind of come to that decision. I believe this person would be pro-life. I believe this person would stand for the proper role of traditional, God-ordained, one man, one woman marriages, and et cetera. And this is who I really think I should pick. And I think that you'll get a good feeling in your heart, or you'll get a confusion, a stupor of thought, a frustration, and you'll know. And Donald, I hope you're listening, because that's how we think you ought to go about it. You ought to really study it and do your very best to get as much intel as you possibly can. And then you ought to take it to God for guidance. And my friend, I hope that happens. And I hope we pick somebody who will truly, absolutely stand for the sacred cause of liberty, stand for God, family, and country, who will truly protect life, liberty, and property at the Supreme Court. And so our prayers are with Donald Trump on this, and our prayers are that we get a Supreme Court pick that will truly stand in the gap for the sacred cause of liberty. All right, Kurt, there's a McClatchy news story you brought to the table regarding the Supreme Court as well. The day conservatives have been waiting for, huh? Amen to that.
Yeah, I just think the headline kind of fits basically
Certainly
situations.
Does.
I mean, we wait for days. I'm sure the liberals and the extremists, maybe the abortionists, wait for certain days. We hope for restoration of our liberties.
The rest of the headline's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so you have basically the day the day conservatives have been waiting for on the Supreme Court. Trump is poised to deliver. Anita Kumar and Katie Glewick from McClatchy are the authors.
And I think they're spot on with that quote, Kurt. They're right. Yeah, we've been waiting forever for this. And I hope, by the way, I hope that Donald even gets another pick. It would be his third pick if he did. But I'm praying that happens, Kurt.
Well, yeah. I mean, we, as they say, hope for all the good things to happen, you know. And that'd be wonderful to have more and more originalists on the Supreme Court. That means people that understand that the Constitution doesn't change its words, and it means what it says, and we need to look at what the Founding Fathers meant by those words and follow them.
Yeah, original intent, huh, Kurt?
Yeah. Yeah, they call them originalist is what some people use the phrase to be.
Yeah. Anyway, all I can tell you is it's great news. Our prayers are with President Trump, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we don't want to bring up any problem or any concern. We don't want to just run around and play armchair quarterback like, oh, Donald, if you were us, we'd get it right. You're going to screw this up. We're not saying anything like that. We're telling you the way we would go about it. If I was the president, that's how I would go about it. Kurt's prescription, so to speak, is exactly what I would do. And so we want to provide solutions and guidance and hopefully direction. And I know somebody would say, well, who are you guys? Why do you matter? I'm not saying we're anybody, and I'm not saying we do matter. I am saying, though, that we don't want to have complaints in America without solutions. We don't want to just criticize. We want to analyze and then provide guidance for what we believe the best way. I think that's how General George Washington would do it, Kurt. I believe he'd be on his knees, struggling with this decision, praying mightily for guidance and direction. And that's what I hope President Trump will do as well. We have been waiting for this day, and it's our prayer that not only is Trump poised to deliver, that he delivers. All right, there's a candidate for Congress in the news. I guess they stole opponents' signs. Joe Kovacs, WND.com with the piece, Kurt.
You know, Sam,
I don't even know how to respond to this.
There's no vote fraud in America.
Heck no.
You just have to remember that when you read stories like this. Yeah, like it says, headline, candidate for Congress steals opponent's signs. You can see the video of it on WND.com. But basically, this Joe Kovacs says, is this a sign of the times? A candidate for U.S. Congress has been caught on video stealing the signs of his political opponent one day before the primary. They tell you the perpetrator, a guy's Democrat from Oklahoma's 5th congressional district seat. What it says, the signs belong to fellow Democrat Kendra Horn, who had her messages posted along a street in Oklahoma City. The Oklahoman reports that after being publicly shamed on social media, Guild offered an apology, stating, sometimes in the heat and rush of a campaign, mistakes are made. Says,
what does that
reflection,
even mean?
On reflection, removing some of my opponent's signs for any reason was a mistake on my part, for which I
sincerely
apologize.
Hold on a minute. Stop,
apologize.
Stop, stop. Was a mistake or a criminal act, Kurt?
Well, you know, that's what we see so many times, Sam. We see these deals where, you know, the phrase, the end justifies the means, whether it's Hillary or so many other elections, whether it's local, you know, city, county, state, whatever. You know, the national, we saw what happened to Ron Paul and his campaign. We've seen it time and time again, and yet... I just hardly ever see any real accountability. In other words, you know, like in my local elections, we know there was fraud, and yet they leave the ones who committed the fraud in place, and there's no recall election or anything else. And I suppose in this case, at least I'm not seeing any report about him going, doing time in the slammer, any of that stuff, you know.
Well, and I think accountability is key here, because if it's like no harm, no foul, and the downside of committing this kind of fraud or stealing signs or whatever is not as egregious as the upside, why wouldn't you do it over and over? It's like, hey, I stole some signs. I'm now elected. They slap me on the wrist and go, bad boy, bad girl, don't do that anymore. And then, hey, I just am allowed to continue on. I mean, it reminds me of this with Roy Moore, too, Kurt. You know, we got this fraud going on, all this stuff, and then at the end of the day, it's like, we're so sorry there was some confusion. I mean, it was really, on second thought, it probably wasn't a good idea for me to steal people's signs and manipulate the election. It probably wasn't very good. And that's enough to so-called get past it, Kurt? See, I just don't see it that way. But I will say this, even with our problems, we're better off than Mexico, aren't we, Kurt?
Well, yeah, good point, Sam. You know, when you look at Mexico, they've had the election season.
It's kind of rough
lately,
in Mexico, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a quick pause, come right back. Kirk can cough. I can take the break, and we'll get it all solved. And when we get back, we'll talk about Mexico, though. They're stealing signs in America. They're doing a whole lot worse in Mexico. That's the whole point. So even though we got problems in America, let's be grateful for the blessing called America. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So they're stealing campaign signs in America, but they claim there's no vote fraud. The guy that stole the sign said he's so sorry. Kurt, Mexico's much worse.
Well, that's exactly right. The headline here from this is a CNN piece. It says, Mexico goes to the polls this weekend. 132 candidates have been killed since campaigning began. According to one count, Andrea Diaz and Jessica Campisi, anyway, are the authors there, Sam. But as you pointed out, we've got our problems, but we could certainly have more, huh? I was talking to, a guy that told me yesterday he came here with his family from Mexico. That's where he learned his Spanish, and we were talking at the honey table, and, you know, he said he had come to California. That's where they had originally come, and I think it's pretty easy to get in there, by the way, and, you know, pretty good treatment if you talk about the one of the sanctuary cities and all that kind of stuff. But he and his family had actually gone back to Mexico and were trying to live there, but, you know, he said they were way far from the beach, and, you know, he couldn't really let the kids, you know, just kind of go to the park. You know, he said, I got to work, and I can't really, you know, be there with you. Anyway, then they went back to California, and, you know, where they were close to the beach, but then he said, hey, the kids wanted to go to the park, and he said, man, I can't really go with you, and I can't trust you to be gone all by yourself. And he says, yeah, that's pretty much what brought us to Utah. And he said, I feel like you can go to the park and I'll see you in 2 or 3 hours. And, you know, I'm not worried about you here. So anyway, that's kind of the, I guess you could say, the choices at least one man has had to make.
Now, how does he make these choices, Kurt?
Well, based on what's safe for his family.
Yeah, but how do you decide? You just move wherever you want to?
Well, that's what he's done in his case. I don't know for sure. I didn't ask him, you know, completely about, you know, his status and if he had done the paperwork and all that kind of stuff. He has a pretty good English, and his father was here visiting him from Mexico.
Well, I just wonder, I mean, you know, what they say, 132 people have been killed?
Yep, good point. And those are candidates, Sam, not just people. These are ones running for office.
Whoa.
And so
running for office might be dangerous to even run, Kurt. That's the reason I'm bringing this up.
I wouldn't say might be. You know, in Mexico, it's, you know, definitely a rough spot, you know.
Now, when it says per one count, CNN, what does one count mean?
Well, that just means according to one source. You know, they had a...
wouldn't they, CNN, they shouldn't they
somebody
document it a little better than that, Kurt?
This well, yeah, CNN, but buddy. Coming from Mexico, Sam, and getting... I mean, in America, it's tough to get the truth from the so-called news media. how do you think it is in Mexico, Sam? I mean, if you're the drug lords or whatever, and you don't really like either the candidate or the news, reporter, what do you do? You don't, complain about it. They pretty much just get rid of them,
Which, yeah, if you believe guys like me, Kurt, then you'd say that things are much better in America, and you're right, it's hard to find out in Mexico. If you believe a lot of the patriots, though, they want you to believe that, hey, there's nothing special about America, let's just toss out the Constitution, it's not working anyway, and other countries have a lot more freedom than America, and, a lot of the patriots seem to think that kind of stuff. I'm one that takes issue with that, personally.
I agree. They say that down in Mexico, 22 of Mexico's 32 states have seen a political assassination since the campaigning began back in September. We do hear of, in my opinion, vote fraud. We kind of, joke about it a little bit here in America. But I don't hear of, assassinations, that much of the time that I can remember here in America, but in Mexico, 132 candidates been killed since the campaign started 9 months ago.
And you kind of wonder, why do people want to come to America, Kurt? You know what I mean? People are like, oh, I don't know why that, what's going on with that,
Yeah. And why would we need a wall at the border? We certainly don't have any bad guys south of the border.
Yeah, and why we're sending tons of foreign aid to the Mexican government, I don't get it. I don't understand. But there you go.
Good point.
That's how we do it, I guess. The Supreme Court deals huge setback to labor unions, Kurt. Do you understand this case?
Well, I think I understand part of it. The key thing that I understand is that in the past, I think there were a lot of shenanigans going on, and you had people forced to pay dues that they didn't really, prefer to.
Even if they weren't part of the union, Kurt.
Right. Because basically they were just forced to do it. So then these, at least in this case, the Democrats were typically the big winners here. Now, I'm not telling you that the Republicans are, clean as the driven snow, but, President Trump has tweeted about this. He said this is a big loss for the coffers of the Democrats. And as we've heard for many years, money is the mother's milk of politics. Wouldn't it be nice if it was honesty and, principles,
transparency, and principles, and swearing an oath and keeping that oath and those kind of things. Sure.
And I guess Justice Elena Kagan wrote the dissent. They say the court split 4-4 the last time that it considered the issue in 2016.
But good old Neil stepped up to the plate, ladies and gentlemen. Right.
Well, that's right, Sam. And this is following the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Now, we were talking about assassinations, and, I'm not telling you that Justice Scalia was assassinated, but, we've seen stories where somebody gets killed because they're stealing their tennis shoes.
No, Kurt, that only happens in Mexico, my friend.
Yeah, and, I suppose we'll have to find out on the other side if what really happened there, but at least in this case, Mr. Gorsuch was in the majority when this came about again.
Yeah, and so now, it's a big setback. Go ahead.
And we've never seen unions do any activity that was like against the law in the past.
Of course not, no. But the bottom line, though, is so they are forcing workers to literally pay dues, whether they're part of a union or not, just forcing them. As a quote, right of passage to exist, if you will. Right to work stands in contrast with that. And the right to work folks and many others went to the Supreme Court and said, hey, we're not doing that. And the Supreme Court agreed, and they've taken a big stroke towards freedom. And it's a big setback to labor unions because, as Donald Trump wisely tweeted, it strikes directly at the Democrat and the labor union coffers. And, you know, we've had our Right to Work buddies email us about this, and they say, you know what, we've got a tremendous win. One of the biggest, most difficult thing is after the decision has been made by the court, Kurt, now it's up to us to make sure that they uphold the law. Oftentimes we get a win, but the law's not upheld. And so the big point that the Right to Work folks would say is we got a great win, but we better make sure that we don't, you know, take our eye off the ball on this one, because we got to make sure that the law is upheld. In other words, now that the direction has come from the Supreme Court, it's time for government and unions to obey the law. And enforcing that's going to be difficult, Kurt, because these guys are criminals.
Imagine that, Sam.
So anyway, I think it's a tremendous win. And this is an example where, you know, when the conservatives run around and tell me, Sam, you can't win, it's a lost cause, you know what, party's over, you know, stick a fork in it, and they're all negative on America. I don't agree, Kurt. I mean, Donald Trump has had a plethora of wins in the last even just few days, Kurt. And I'm not a super fan of Trump.
Agree more.
But I would say these things are correct and good, and we got to celebrate them, and we got to push for more.
Yep. Amen to that.
And I'll give you an example. You know, we got to celebrate, in my opinion, good people and role models and wherever we can, right? And we try to do that. We try to find them for you and highlight them and give them credit and support. And, you know, the best of them don't even want the limelight. Nevertheless, we ought to give it to them anyway, because we need role models in our society. And Donald Trump has had a bunch of good wins lately. And I really pray that we can move forward with pro-life. They say that if Donald Trump gets the right guy on the Supreme Court, we might actually reject Roe versus Wade scenario. Reject Roe, if you will, and get rid of murder on tap funded by government, Kurt. I know that's a long shot and a stretch, but we got to try. We got to work on it. It's the most critical component, in my opinion, to return to God as we could possibly get. Anyway, there's one guy that would help us do that if he got the chance. I know that, but he's playing baseball right now. He's a role model we ought to highlight. Tebow.
Good point. And a little bit of update on Tebow. I mean, you know, some people are like, quit talking about that guy. But the headline reads, Tim Tebow suddenly looking like a pro baseball player. Now, compared to me, I think he's always been looking like a pro baseball player. But they say his numbers are up, and they might actually move him right up to the major leagues. Sam, he's still in the what they call the minors or the farm teams and that kind of thing, but he is showing a lot of improved numbers. There's a guy who's, man, I'll tell you what, the media has watched him like a hawk, hoping they could find some way he fails or something like that, and yet as far as I can tell, he continues on with his righteous activities and doing the best he can.
Yeah, I wish had time. Tim Tebow had time to reach out to this poor veteran that's kind of taking a different course, Kurt.
Yeah,
maybe Tim could kind of talk him down from the ledge, so to speak.
Yeah, the headline reads: disgruntled veteran ID'd who set himself on fire outside Georgia Capitol. Sometimes you feel like, hey, there's nothing left to do but set yourself on fire. We recommend against it, you know, hope for calmer heads, and we hope that you know, the representatives will see that, hey, let's do things right so we don't have people trying to set themselves on fire just to try to make a point. I remember that's kind of how I felt in the days of my early sugar understandings, and so that's why I do the whole raw honey thing, to try to sweeten the world with the right kind of sweet.
Good people doing good things. Got to have more of it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we aim to promote on your radio. Right? It's a lot of hard work. We are delighted to be part of it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Our prayers are with the Donald. Our prayers are for a correct Supreme Court pick. Our prayers are to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. We pray you will support us in our quest. We've got day jobs to support our families, but we'd love you to help us grow our radio network. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. If we provide value to you, please reciprocate and help fund the Widow's Mite Radio Network. We declare this nation shall endure. Will you help? Hey, thanks.